hey there, Hillary. Happy New Year.
Hey, Jenny. Happy New Year and happy belated birthday and happy everything else.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And happy New Year to all of you. Welcome to a new year of kissing lips and breaking hearts with the Garden Tarts.
New season. We're at season 6. This is episode 1. And we are recording on January 1st. If you're listening, it is on or after January 3rd.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to 2024. That's year of how to dismantle an atomic bomb.
Yep. Yay. Looking forward to that. I want to do that like immediately, but I know we won't do it until like the fall.
Well, I want to at least wait till after Vegas. I'm okay with the spring.
Okay. Definitely not before Vegas. Oh, speaking of which, I'll see you next month.
Oh my gosh, yeah, because it's January. See, oh, yes.
I'm excited and nervous and all the things all together.
All the things. If any of you are going to or going back to Vegas, we'll be there February 15,
17, and 18. Yep.
And, you know, the days in between, we're not leaving town. Those
are the shows. We're flying back cross country just for, you know,
a day and a half.
The 16th. Yeah. So, yeah, hit us up if you're, let us know in advance if you're going to be out there because we're trying to be mindful of our time and our friends and.
Yeah. Everybody. And we do need to make a list of people we know that are going to be there that we want to make sure to say hi to because it's growing.
It is growing. And last time we didn't get a chance to see all the people we wanted to see. So we need to work on that for this.
Right. Trip. Hopefully we can figure out a time. We're just like, hey, we're at this place for these hours.
Yep.
Come see us. It'll probably be Zoo Station or a bar. Or the GA floor.
Or just waiting in line somewhere.
Sphere, right? For sure. This will be awesome.
That's in line.
Yeah, right? Work great fun. So entertaining.
Yeah.
And I want to give a shout out to Anna J, who bought us some coffee on Buy Me a Coffee the other day.
Thank you.
It's so sweet of her.
It's so very sweet.
I know. It's so generous, y'all. Having a great time listening to your podcast. It's awesome. You had these great experiences and decided to share them. Well, we are very glad you love to hear them. So thank you. That goes a long way.
We will have our coffee in Las Vegas, and it might be cake.
And it might be whiskey.
And cake.
All the things. No, I know our website renewal is about to come up, so that'll come helpful too.
Yes.
Because I like our website, and I don't want it to change.
No.
At all. So yes, we are on Patreon and Buy Me a Coffee, the Garden Tarts, if you feel generous and would like to help support our little podcast here. We had a pretty spectacular 2023 pod-wise.
Yep. We had exciting guests and.
Yeah, exciting adventures and trips. And.
A pretty blah album, but that's. We didn't know.
We didn't know. We didn't realize. But we had Bono's book tour. And just the other week, we talked to some folks from U2.com. And gosh, I should have made a list. Who else have we talked to? We talked to Andy Green from Rolling Stone magazine.
Talked to Kara Lawrence.
Oh, yeah. Kara Lawrence and about her interview with Adam. There's been so much great stuff. And we can't wait to hear what comes up next this year.
We don't know what this year is going to hold, except for sure Las Vegas.
Yep.
And how to dismantle an atomic bomb. And like it or not, there's going to be a lot of politics this year.
Yes. A lot of politics. It is a big year here in America. with our presidential election. So, man, oh man, oh man. Yeah. I'm not looking forward to any of that.
I'm not either.
I don't want to think about it. It's stressing me out.
Very, very much so. That's why I keep, when I think of the year, I have a little jolt. Like, it can't be this year.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. But before any of that happens, we get to go see more U2 shows.
Yay.
Maybe we'll get a new album.
Before this date next year.
Yeah.
That would be exciting.
That would be exciting. Before January 1st,
2025. Yeah. Man, by then we're going to have like cars that fly and stuff. It seems like way in the future.
Right? It's going to be the Jetsons by then.
Yeah.
Definitely. So I don't know what else. We didn't really have anything else to talk about.
No, there's no news.
Gladly. We don't want news over the holidays.
Well, usually it's expensive news.
Yes, it's usually buying tickets and stuff.
Somebody
like that.
Somebody did mention that they ran into Edge, and he said that these might not be the last shows, but I think the word final is pretty final.
Right, but I think what that meant was that they might come back.
Right.
Which, I mean, why not?
It's not like you've got like a huge set or anything that they're bringing in.
No, they've already got the visuals. Let's say they're working on an album in LA. Why not pop over to Sphere a few times and do some shows?
Yep.
I don't know. I feel like it's a sweet, it would be awesome. They get the itch to play live. Go for it.
Just go for the weekend.
Yeah. I wouldn't blame them.
No, me neither.
Yeah. And I feel like it would make sense. I would not be surprised if they came back like in the fall or something.
No.
Do I want them to for my own personal well-being? No.
No. Final means final.
Yeah,
we should have some contract saying that.
We've spent our money.
We've been there.
We've used up our frequent flyer points.
That's for sure.
We've tested the patience of our families.
That's for sure.
It's done. So, yeah.
It's like we're not in control of our own destiny. We're not.
We're not. They are. Yep.
It's been like that for a long time.
A really long time. Too long. Nah, it's been fun.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
I could use a little break and then replenish.
Right, because especially if there is an album coming up in the next year or two, that means that there's a tour coming up in the next 2 or 3 years, which means, yeah, we need a break so we can recalibrate for like real travel.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, think about for a regular tour, generally, if you're going to see 3 shows, you're going to have to go to different cities and your airfare is going to be more expensive. But it's also a possibility that you could drive somewhere.
Right.
You could. I can't. I can never drive anywhere except to D.C.
D.C. But then you have to park your car, which costs $100,000.
Yeah. And I don't have anywhere to stay in D.C. anymore. So that's another factor.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Bummer, bummer.
Yeah.
I am legit still hungover from my New Year's Eve celebration. I've already taken a nap today. I'm very ready to go back to bed. I misallocated my units of alcohol last night. There was a bar full of Moscow Mule ingredients. So I had a few of those. And then a couple who lives down the street brought ingredients for old fashions. Oh, this is interesting. Speaking of Bono's book tour, the wife, they're both preachers. They're both reverends, preachers. I'm not sure what the title is. Husband and wife, they both are. He's an Episcopal priest. I don't know. I'm doing everything wrong. I know it's Episcopal because apparently Episcopals bring all the best booze is what I've learned. All the best booze. And they said that too. They're like, if you're ever at a church conference, Episcopals have the best booze. But the wife is a new employee. She's one of the new priests at the National Cathedral.
Really?
Yeah. So she's a virtual employee. So she does stuff virtually. Mm-hmm. And a virtual pastor, I think she called it. But she does go into D.C. every few weeks to do a service. And then she has to be there for like the big stuff, like Sandra Day O'Connor's funeral, like that kind of thing. She was just there. But yeah, she was talking about the building last night at New Year's Eve. And I was like, oh, I know that. And we love that little coffee shop next door. She's like, that's our second office.
Oh, my God. I should have got them to name that drink after me. They offered.
You should have. Go get the Hillary.
I went blank. I couldn't think of what I wanted to name it.
Just your name.
I should have.
Yeah.
But I feel like that has political connotations. They maybe wouldn't have done that.
Oh, it could be called the Frank. That's weird.
That is weird. I could have called it the Garden Tart.
You could have called it the Garden Tart.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Oh, man. If only we thought of that. Anyway, I hope you all are recovering today from whatever your New Year's celebrations were. And gosh, here's to 2024. I'm feeling okay about this year so far. I mean, I'm not putting anything political in that statement.
Yeah.
That worries the shit out of me. Personally, professionally, podcastally. It's a new word.
That's a word.
I feel good about 2024.
In fact, I think that's the name of this episode.
Podcastally.
Podcastally. I'm just confident about that.
Yes. Feeling fairly podcastily. That's weird. But it worked.
Yeah.
It worked.
Yep. So aside from that, yeah, we don't know what this year holds, but we'll have some fun content, especially with Vegas.
Yeah. And we hope to have some fun stuff going on in Vegas. Well, as soon as we have that confirmed, we'll, of course, let you all know. If not, we'll definitely have to find a time and place to just hang out with y'all.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Seriously, let us know if you're going to be there. Like, we'd really like to meet up with as many people as possible.
Yeah, let's put a face to the name. Even if we don't know your name, let's learn your name.
We need name tags.
We do need name tags. You might need name
tags.
We
have them. We have ours, but
we have lanyards.
Yeah.
Unofficial lanyards. Official Garden Tart lanyards.
They're very official. You can't get more official.
No, you can't. I need to get on making bracelets and to hand out to people. And I got some more t-shirts to make for us. It's time. Now that the holidays are done, I can like focus.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of work and it's going to be so awesome. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
So maybe we'll have some news. Maybe we'll have something more to say next week.
We had thought about this week, we actually said that we might do it in one of our last episodes, talking about some of our Elevation shows this week, since we just finished up All They Can't Leave Behind. And we're too tired.
Yeah.
So maybe next week we could just even talk some highlights.
Yep. Like, I didn't go to that many shows you did.
Yeah. But like, what were your three favorite things on the other, like?
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't need to go show by show, but it'd be good to mention them.
Yes. So we'll do that.
Unless there's something more pressing.
Somebody on one of the Facebook pages, I think for Sphere, one of the Sphere pages, went down a list, made a list of their top favorite song from every album.
Oh, they did like an eras list.
So maybe, I think we've done that actually before, maybe years ago, but yeah. My opinion changes like every 5 minutes. All the time. So I'd like to do that again. So maybe we'll do that in the next couple weeks.
I think it was because, you know, all things lead to Taylor Swift. I think that was like the where it started from, like, because she did like 3 or 4 songs from each album. So it's like if you were recreating an Eras tour for you two, what are the songs from each era, aka album, you know? I thought that was cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that idea. Remind me and I'll do it. I'll forget.
I hope I remember. I'll remember. You'll remember because you'll listen back. You'll listen to this when you edit it.
That's true. That's true. And then I'll remind us.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, cheers to 2024.
Happy New Year.
Never see you again 2023. Okay. And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
We'll be back next week with more U2ish content.
In the meantime, keep chatting with us on social media at the_gardentarts.
Sign up for our newsletter at thegardentarts.com and share with your YouTube friends.
You can support us on Patreon, buy me a coffee, and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Kissing Lips and Breaking Hearts, a U2ish podcast with The Garden Tarts, is created, produced, and edited by us, The Garden Tarts.
Intro and outro music by December.
See you next week.